Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to join us on this hump day Wednesday. Oh, my God. Isn't it a beautiful day? God has truly blessed us. Even if you're going through, God truly has blessed you because you woke up this morning. And truly, whether you believe it or not, that is a blessing. We just thank God that you decided to join us tonight. We have some phenomenal women that's going to be coming on our show. You know, I always tell you that I have phenomenal guests, which I always do. I just praise God that he just continues to connect some awesome, awesome men and women of God that has come on the show. And before we do, let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for everything that you have protected us from today, God. We thank you for every blessing that you have given us, God, even every situation, Father God, that has come to challenge us, God. We thank you, God, because it made us stronger and it made our faith stronger in you. So, God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. We ask you to be with our guests as they come on. We ask you to be with our listeners that are listening right now, Father God, and those that may listen later on, God. Bless them right now. You know what they stand in the need of. We ask you to forgive us because we know there was something that we said throughout the day that wasn't pleasing in your sight or that we thought. So, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, and we ask for your forgiveness. And we just give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, guys, I got to read a little bit about this mother and daughter group. They are, oh, my God, I had an opportunity to be with them a little bit last weekend. And every time I'm just with these ladies, just even in the room and in their presence, you know that they are true worshipers. This dynamic mother and daughter gospel recording artist group, they share their love and passion for God's word through music, Black gospel, contemporary praise and worship, and traditional hymns. Paula Green and Angie Green Gray live in Wilmington, North Carolina, with their families, and they decided to come together in 2013 with their vocal gifts as Paula and Angie. Angie, she sings alto. Paula sings soprano. So they brought this beautiful blend together, and they say it is truly a God thing. Now, in 2014, Paula and Angie, they had spent over 15 years as featured artists. They've been with the Wilmington Celebration Choir. Oh, man, they've toured, you know, all over the place. They've been with such greats as Jason Crabb, Carmen. The list goes on and on and on. And in 2005, God had the he did the wonderful thing that he always does, and he blessed them and began to open more doors for them. So I'm not going to steal their thunder. I'm going to let them come on and tell you just what God is doing in their ministry and in their lives. So without further ado, do I have Paula and Angie on the line?
Hi, good evening. This is Paula.
And this is Angie.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Praise the Lord. We are so glad to have you on tonight. And I just read a little bit about your bio, so it doesn't matter which one of you ladies takes the lead, but kind of talk about your ministry separate before you guys decided to join together in 2013.
Well, hey, Katrina. Thank you again for having us on tonight. This is Angie. It's such a blessing to be here to talk to you guys. Before Mama and I joined forces, and yes, I am the daughter, Paula is the mother, always want to clarify that, God had us doing things individually in our solo careers, and we were going out and touring and really sticking around a lot with the local church. We still love the local church, but like you said, God's really started to increase our territory and send us different places since we've come together and followed his direction for our life. But we had about 15 years we spent traveling with the Wilmington Celebration Choir, being featured artists in that group, and that really afforded us a lot of opportunities to go places and spread the gospel that we really thought were not possible. And we are thankful for that foundation, so to speak, that has led us to where we are today and opened the doors that God's given us. But it was just one of those things where it clicked that we should come together. I'll let Mom add her own little two cent on that.
Thank you, Angie. Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
I'm just going to say ditto to everything that Angie just said, but I'm going to even take it farther back. As long as I can remember, I've always loved to sing. And even growing up, I was probably the youngest person in our senior choir at church because that's just how much of a passion I had for sharing the sermon and song. So as the years progress, I get married, I have my kids, and my oldest daughter loves to sing as well. And things just kept evolving. And like Angie mentioned, over the years, we've been a part of the Wilmington Celebration Choir, which allowed us to meet lots of people and connect with folks that I'd only in my wildest dreams that I think our paths would cross. But, you know, sometimes you just know deep down in your spirit after the Lord has allowed you to do different things, then he'll just bring you back to your family. And before you know it, you and your family got stuff going on. And I think that's pretty much what's happened with us. We've been many places with many people and have sung with folks. Like I said, I never thought I'd have the opportunity to grace the stage with, but God has allowed that. And in doing that, I think it helped to shape us for what we now want to do as Paul and Angie and through our ministry. So as a mom, I'm humbled that my child wants to hang out with me, first and foremost. But and so, you know, I she keeps me on point. I'm not going to deny that by any stretch of the imagination. But I just thank God for the God-given talents that he's given both to Angie and myself, and then for us to recognize that and then being the willing vessels that we are to go out and share what we love to do with just people any and everywhere. And I know Angie can tell it a lot better than I can, but not only have we, and I don't want to say broken away, I'll say grown from the local church, God has taken us on a national level, and very soon we'll be on an international level. So I'm humbled by it all. I really am.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Isn't it something that when you begin to walk in the will of God, how, and I want our listeners to listen to this very closely, because the thing is, it's not going to mean that you're not going to have issues, you're not going to still have struggles, you're not going to still have trials, but when you begin to walk, you know, in the will of God, you begin to see the blessings and the promises that he made to you, you know, long before, you know, you got to this point, because, you know, like you said, you met so many wonderful people that got you and positioned you and trained you to this point where now your territory is enlarging. Kind of talk about that a little bit, because I think a lot of our new artists think that, oh, you know, and sometimes you get blessed where you can immediately go out into a national or international platform. But talk about those times when you really just were like, you know, where is God taking us? Where are we going from here? And how you have to be solid and know that God has mandated your music ministry to go to the nations.
So this is Angie. And I appreciate that question that you just asked, because I think it's important, especially with so many upcoming and emerging artists that are coming into, and I don't want to say the business, but I think a lot of them come into this thinking, oh, you know, I can sing and I'm going to go so far. And I think if you come into ministry with that attitude, I think you're just setting yourself up for failure. Nothing that Paul and Angie do is for Paula and Angie. It's first and foremost, you have to keep it straight. It's about glorifying God. You know, we're just people that he gave a talent to, and so we try to use our talent and our gift to glorify him. And there are plenty of times where, you know, you're kind of feeling like you're down and out because you're going here, there, and yonder, and you don't feel like you're reaching any souls, and you don't feel like anything you're doing is really working, and so you get quiet, and you pray a lot, and you fast, and you try to make sure that what you're doing is what God's calling you to do and not you putting your own twist on it. But like you say, there are times when you're going to be down in those valleys. But, you know, God's still there and God's still God. And it may be that he just has you in a place right there because that's where he needs you to be so he can shape and mold you to help someone, maybe let someone see what he's doing through your ministry to give someone else encouragement later on. But we don't do anything to say, look at us. It's always look at God. And I have always tried to do that ever since I got a real relationship with Christ and grow in it. I don't take compliments very well, so I'm very quick to say, oh, it's not me, it's Jesus, it's God, because I don't ever want anyone thinking that I don't know why I have the gifting and the amazing opportunities and blessings that happen, because it's not about me, it's all about him. And I'm sure Mama can add way more on how she feels about that.
That's good.
You did good, Angie. This is Paula. I mean, all I can say is ditto. You know, over the years, I look back and reflect on people we've met in our walk, and I think Angie hit the nail on the head at the very beginning. You have to understand when you know in your spirit that God's called you out to do this ministry, you still have to deal with the everyday challenges of, quote-unquote, the business. You have to deal with the everyday challenges of people hating on you. I'm just going to be real about it. You have to deal with the everyday challenges of staying humble because the body can grow weary real quick, but God always strengthens us when it's time to get up and do his work. And then, you know, when it's all said and done, he allows you to rest. Thank you, Jesus. But I just think it's real important for anybody who wants to pursue their passion in sharing God's word through song to first and foremost remember it's all about God. And secondly, just be humble in everything that you say and do. And then when you least expect it, God seems to open a door and he positions you in a place that you could only dream of being. And that's for me, takes it back to the humility of it all because you have to say, look at what God has done.
Amen. Oh, I love it. During your journey, through your ministry journey, talk about the connection as far as, and I'm going to say this, as far as who do you keep close to you? Who do you have, and I know you and your family, that's most important, but talk about as far as, you know, your management team and people that you have that kind of help you navigate, because it is, yes, it is a business, but it's also ministry. So you have to have your balance, your family time. Talk to our listening audience and kind of tell them how Paula and Angie, how you guys balance that family time in ministry, because when I was reading earlier, when it talked about when you guys were with Wilmington, you guys had some, you know, it said 75 to 100 dates annually. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of touring, singing. So talk about how you guys, as mother and daughter, as ministry artists, how you balance that.
I will be honest, this is Angie, it is very challenging at times. And I believe it's challenging because whatever God calls you to do, there's going to be times where it's difficult and it's not easy. I think a lot of people get that twisted and they think, oh, well, you know, you've got God on your side and everything's easy and hunky-dory, and you know, that's the farthest from the truth. There have been plenty of times where, you know, my daughter can't go with us all the places that we go because she's still in school. So as a parent of a younger child, you know, I miss some things. I'm obviously very thankful for the opportunities God has afforded us, so please don't say that I'm not, you know, appreciative of that, because I am. But there are some things that I've missed, and if I'm going to miss some things and we can tell what's going to happen looking at the schedule, then my husband, who normally runs our sound, he'll stay behind so she has, you know, a parent there. So there's not someone missing if, you know, my dad can't help watch her, or friends, different things like that. I also will say that by the same token, there are plenty of opportunities that my daughters are able to go and come with us when we're ministering and worshiping around the world, that I don't think she would have been afforded to go had God not opened those doors previously. So, you know, it's a give and take type of thing. And when I started singing, I was in college. So as a college student, you know, no big deal. I didn't have anybody really, you know, I had no real connections tying me down if I was going to be gone. But, you know, my sister was still, I think, in high school or middle school when Mom and I started singing with the Celebration Choir. So I know, I can only imagine Mama feels or felt like I feel now sometimes when we have to leave my daughter behind. But we have a great team. We have a close, small-knit team. You know, you have to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who have the same like-minded message that you're wanting to get out as far as what God's telling you to do. So we don't have a huge 40-person team, and we're okay with that because it lets us, you know, we have the people who help us that are the ones that God's called to help us. And so I think that's a good mesh and a good fit. But I'll let Mama tell you her take on it because she's been singing longer than I have.
The key for anything is balance, like you mentioned in your question. And it is challenging sometimes, and I'm just going to be honest and open. Sometimes when I first started singing with the choir, because it seems like every weekend it's like, oh, I'm gone again. And my husband's like, oh, you gone again. So it took a lot of smoothing some ruffled feathers at times, because my husband's never been much on the traveling with the choir. Now, he's done a lot with Angie and I, and I'm very thankful for that. But when I first started out, it was like, you know, Paula, don't take the car, get your ride, this, that, and the other. So it is about balance. And it's also in trying to balance things, it's also about keeping that peace in your household. As Angie mentioned, her younger sister was more middle school and high school when I first started out. So, yeah, I had to sometimes say, guys, I can't go. I've got a commitment with my daughter, so don't look for me this weekend. And that's challenging because from the person that's in charge of the group's perspective, if a member doesn't show up and you're that specific individual that leads a song, or you've got a song that they like to feature and you can't come, then that puts a crook in the wheel for them. So there have been some times that it has been a challenge. So, and I say that just to make it real for folks that are listening. And you know that you are called to do this, that you can expect some days where it's just not going to be smooth with the friends and the family. I'm just being real there. But with God's help, you work through it and you work it out. And as your ministry begins to grow and the people who are close to you and care about you, they then begin to see what the true involvement is for you as the individual. And before you know it, they're become much more receptive to what everybody's having to deal with. And you find that balance. Sometimes it's not the best balance, but you find a balance that works for all parties involved. So I can say, yes, it is much better than it was 20 some years ago when I first started doing all this, because we as a family, we as a husband and wife have figured out our balance on how I need to do things where everybody's somewhat happy, okay, because nobody's going to be 100% happy, because sometimes your spouse just wants you to sit on the chair beside them, you know, you do absolutely nothing. But I'm like, I got to go sing.
Yes. And you know what? And I love your transparency from both of you. And it is, it you know, people think, and you know, and I'm not going to downplay it, but as inspired artists or indie artists, whatever they want to call themselves, it's more challenging because we don't have a big record label covering us and, you know, paying expenses and different things like that. So it is sometimes challenging in that perspective. But the other great thing about that is you have your own schedule. You know, you have the opportunity to say yes or no. You know, it's not like you're committed to a, you know what I'm saying, a specific contract. Where, and then you can find that balance within that. So I love you ladies being honest and transparent, you know, because that's really what it's all about. You know, it's not always going to be gravy. There are going to be those moments, but God is a great God. And he has really been blessing you ladies because, let's see, so last year you had the opportunity to get signed with Lamont Records. So talk about that. That's got to be very exciting.
Yeah, that was a total God thing, as anything is, but especially that, because, like you said, you know, we just came together 3 years ago, and I really kind of immersed myself in listening to what God tells us to do and also trying to understand this quote-unquote industry, because, like you said, it's a indie or inspired artist, it is really different for us when you don't have the big label and the big budget, you know, behind you. So some things happened, and there was kind of, hey, send us a demo. So we sent it, really thought nothing of it, and honestly thought, you know what, we won't hear anything about that. And then the next thing we know, well, I get a phone call and a voicemail, and it's the label head, and says they're interested in us and want to talk some more to kind of see where we are, what is it we want to do with our, you know, with our ministry. Several conversations later, you know, Mama is involved. We're talking things through, and the next thing we know, last summer we're in Nashville, and we've been signed to a independent label that's actually has their distribution handled by Sony. So it's I would say for any indie inspired artist, it is probably the type of deal, I should say, quote unquote, contract signing that you want to aspire to try to get, if that makes sense, because it it does help you a lot when you do have a group like one of the larger ones that's behind you distributing your music and getting it out there to places that you may not be able to go yet. You know what I'm saying? So that does help.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful team. They're family-based, and they originally were from North Carolina, so there was that connection. And they're, you know, his dad was a minister, and so, you know, a real good man of God connection, which we felt great with, and we just loved them. So it was a wonderful blessing, and we just love the Lamont family. You want to add anything, Mama?
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much covered all of it. I think for me, as Angie mentioned, I was just totally shocked when they contacted us saying they were interested in us possibly working with them, and not shocked like we didn't have the ability to do it, but just shocked that, you know, of all the thousands of people, I'm just going to put it that way, that they could have possibly looked at, and I'm sure he probably has gotten from many, many persons, but he chose to, you know, contact us and say, okay, we think we can work with you guys and really help you to grow your ministry and help you with getting your music out there. And I'll go back to my word. I'm going to wear it out tonight. It just humbles you. It really does. That's the best way I can surmise it all. It just really humbles you.
Well, I mean, and that's what it is. You have to have that humility within this business. And you guys have had the opportunity. You were winners with Praise Factor. God opened up that door for you. Got the tour going, coming up, and just going forth. And then you had the opportunity to also perform at the Dove Awards Prayer Breakfast. Talk about that. That was in Nashville, correct?
Yes, and that was I'll just say who would ever dreamt that they would have been a part. Is that a good word for me to use? Dreamt. Who would have ever dreamed? That's better. Dreamed that we would even be doing something that would be affiliated with the Dove Awards. So again, it was an opportunity to, as I like to say, rub elbows with people you never thought your paths would cross. And also just an opportunity to attend sessions where we could learn more about just what, and again, I have to say what this business is all about. And mm-hmm. also just to see how real everyone is that's a part of the people that we aspire to. Because when you get right down to it, they're just everyday folk just like you and I, and they just have a gift that they've been allowed to share with the world. But it's a great atmosphere to be in, and you can't help but just feel good when you're in the room with so many persons that love the Lord and love to share the goodness about God through singing. So it was one of those moments that I won't forget this.
No, that's right. Now, talk about your new single, because I want our audience to know that you guys redid an old Andre Crouch song. So talk about that, because I got to just watch the video, and I love it. We are going to be the king. I love that. Why did you pick that song?
So this is Angie. Like I said, I have a daughter who is she's a teenager. And she herself always critiques whatever we do. That's the best way I'll say it, you know. She critiques whatever we do. And for whatever reason, God placed that song in my spirit. And I said to Mama, no one sings that song any longer. And I said, it's got great words. And I kept saying, I think they don't sing it, though, because for the younger generation, they can't relate to the musicality that's with those words. And I mm-hmm. said it'd be a lovely thing to think of taking that song and putting a new arrangement to it so people like my daughter's age would appreciate the lyrics that Andre Crouch wrote. And I woke up in the middle of the night from a deep sleep, and that Hallelujah, Hallelujah was in my head. And I literally just sat up, took out my phone, and started recording what was in my head. And we got in the car the next day, and I said to Mama, hey, tell me what you think about this. And I was really worried she wasn't going to like it, but she surprised me.
And I said, oh, my
me.
God, I love it.
And so it just became one of those things where we were like, that might work. And then we took it to the label, and mm-hmm. we might have hummed or sung maybe two lines. And Dave's like, you sold me. That's done. You sold me. We're going to do that.
Wow. That's phenomenal. And I tell you, like you said, there's nothing wrong with taking a song like that and bringing it up to date, like you said, so the youth and young adult can hear the words, and then they like the beat, because that's what I know the words. I know those are songs that we've sung for as long as I can remember, but just that new twist to it makes it even more important, makes the words even more important. So I love that. So congratulations, ladies, on that release for you. Well,
thank you.
We are coming up to about 1 minute. And what I always love for my guests to do at the end of the show is close us out with a word of prayer. So whichever one of you ladies would like to do that, I would definitely appreciate that. But before we do, I just want to let our listening audience know that we will not have a show this Friday. We'll be heading to Jacksonville for the EGARA Awards down there, going down there to be a part of that. So we will not have a show on Friday, but we definitely will be back on Monday. So you guys make sure that you tune in for our Monday's guest, and we'll have that blasted out on Facebook. Before we close out, ladies, I want you to tell our listening audience, how can they get in touch with you for events? How can they come book you? Where can they see you guys coming up next? Give them briefly how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. Our social media handles are all Paula and Angie on Facebook and Twitter. Our website is paulaandangiemusic.com. And if you're interested in booking us, you can send us an email to booking@paulaandangiemusic.com, or you can call Axe Entertainment Management. And as far as where we'll be next, we're actually heading out tomorrow morning for Las Vegas. We have the opportunity to minister out there, along with seeing some of our family. So we're going to be heading out to the West Coast, and then when we get back, we've got tour dates from July 24th all the way until the end of September, between North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. So God's really doing a mighty thing for us, and we're just blessed, very humbled and very blessed.
Amen, amen. Well, ladies, I tell you, God's got his hands on you both. We thank God that you took the time to come on and bless our listening audience, and I just can't wait to see what great, great things that God's going to continue to do in your ministry. So before we do, which one of you ladies wants to close us out with a word of prayer?
I'll pray for us, but
okay.
I first want to say thank you again for just allowing us to be on the show tonight, and I pray that we get to see you again real soon and spend some quality time with you. It was such a short time in Charlotte, but let's pray tonight. Father God, first and foremost, we just thank you for life in general. Thank you how you continue to bless each and every one of us, and how you continue to open doors that we could only imagine. I thank you for my sister and what she has done by using the airways to get your word out to so many listeners, Father. And for those that are listening tonight, Lord God, I just speak a special blessing upon them. If anybody's dealing with health issues, financial issues, job situations, whatever they might be, God, just place a peace in their spirit, Lord, that only you can bring, and let them know that they're not alone, that there are prayer warriors that stand in the gap for them, that you make a way when there seems to be no way, Lord. So let them speak with that authority that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move the mountain. So, Father God, we just thank you in advance for that. Now, Lord, just continue to bless all those that are listening tonight. And, Lord, if there for some reason someone wanted to be here tonight and couldn't be, Lord, you know what might be going on in their life. We speak a special blessing upon them as well. And Lord God, for someone who may be listening that didn't know you, we pray that something we said tonight will move on them, that they'll cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" and feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that reigns and lives within each and every one of us. So, Father God, to you we give all honor, glory, and praise this day, knowing that you love us and that we love you. All these things we pray in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Ladies, thank you so much. So appreciate you so much. And I can't wait. We'll be seeing each other soon. Okay, listening audience, as we always pull up the show, let's talk, everybody. Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Bye-bye.